It is the news hour of Racing HQ. Story of the internationals is becoming a little bit clearer because a group of horses from Europe had to go into quarantine overnight if they're coming on the first shipment. We can tell you that there's been a release from Racing Victoria this morning. We can tell you five horses led by dual Group 1 place getter and Epsom Derby runner-up Cliffs of Moher have also commenced quarantine in Ireland at the private facility of Aidan O'Brien. They will spend the next fortnight in their temporary homes before boarding a plane expected to arrive into Melbourne on Saturday, September 29. In addition to the 27 arrivals from Europe on that day, high-class Japanese stayers Chestnut Coat and Soul Impact will also enter quarantine in their home country today, and they're expected to arrive on Monday, October 1. So that's the story there. Cliffs of Moher and others from Aidan O'Brien have gone into quarantine overnight in Ireland. Let's go to Peter Ellis now to have a look at Flemington tomorrow. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
Very well. Chance, as I just said to Mark Hunter, of a shower or two in the morning, but it seems that it's really fallen away as we've got closer to the race meeting.
Yeah, even if they had a couple of showers, it wouldn't have any effect on the track. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they put a little bit of water on today. So Flemmy's in great condition, racing very well, and there shouldn't be any excuses for anybody tomorrow, that's for sure.
Well, the big group one's the Maccabi Diva at 10 past four. Take us through your thoughts here on this big group one.
Yeah, I'm keen on Kimitari. Certainly best placed. He's a specialist miler. He's had the three runs back from a break, which is more than the most of his main opposition. Thought he should have won the Missile and thought he should have won the Memsie. The track got a bit greasy and he just struggled to get round the bend there at Caulfield. Wins in another hop. So not a lot of speed in the race. I wouldn't be shocked if Craig Williams went forward and certainly sat top four. When he won the Hobart Billy, he actually sat outside the leader and was much too good for Perriata in that race. Got Happy Clap of the Danger. He's another one that wasn't suited, certainly at Caulfield. He didn't handle the track at all. He's probably only 85%, but as you know, he's probably the second best miler in the country outside Winks. You know, carried 57 when he won the Doncaster. Humidor, well, last year's winner, heading towards the Cox Plate. Had all the favours at Caulfield and suited by the softer track, but he gets the gun run midfield and the stable mate. He's cool for your cup bound. Kings Will Dream, sit the line hard in two weight for age races by beginning a little bit more down now. And Grunster, interesting runner, disappointing in the Memsie. I think back to Flemington 1600, you'd expect he'd improve. But pretty keen on the 11. 11 will be 1, 3 and 10.
And talking with James Cummings earlier, and he brought it up, and Lloyd Williams already has come out this morning in regard to the Taj Mahal with the blinkers on. They're certainly intending to let the horse run tomorrow, so there'll be good, genuine pace.
Yeah, that's certainly going to be a plus in the race because he got back at the valley and just worked home nicely first up over the 1500. So it's nice to know that he'll go forward and everybody gets their chance, if that's the case.
All right. Just looking at a couple of the other races, have you got a thought in the Bobby Lewis race 5?
Yeah, keen on Rich Charm. Had no luck at Caulfield. That was out of the 1100 sprint home. Flemington 1200 suits him. Of course, he won on Lithgow. Thought the danger was a Japanese runner, Kimono. Also got too far back first up at Caulfield. He'll be improved here. Hey, Doc. Yeah, I think out to the 1200, he needed the run the other day. And the Bellier runner, I thought, Andrew, was Iron Wesley, the Tasmanian. Does race well down the straight. Just got run off his legs first up at the Bellier over the 1000. And went 4, 7, 1 and 8.
Okay, the Let's Elope, a good group of mares here. I Am A Star's drawn terrible.
Yeah, two of the main chances. I Am A Star, Bella Martini, although Bella Martini's got tactical speed. They're drawn awkward. I've gone with Petition. It's had the one run back from a decent break. Only one run last prep. It was very good at Caulfield on the Cochrane, 1400 suits. Bella Martini, as I mentioned, it'll cross from the outside gate. That won the CUNY, 1400 at Caulfield. I'm A Star, a Group 1 winner at the track, and it's had two runs off a long break. They've both been good, and the Tassie New Zealand Group 1 winner, La Bella Diosa, with good first up, winning over the 1100. So in the Let's Elope, I'm 13-2-1-9.
And I know you've got a thought in the Danehill.
Yeah, good race to Danehill. Some of these heading to the Guineas, and some will stay around for the Coolmore. I'm with Native Soldier. Placed in the prelude last prep, they spelled him out that he said two runs back. He drew the outside last start, and the McNeil just crossed him and just blitzed him. So he looks like he's going to a new level. Marcel Madrid looks a Guineas type. Battle on well behind Brutal first up. Spin, he's a smart colt. Just got too far back in the up and coming. He'll improve here. And F Troop, he's a classy Queenslander. Just anchored under the big weight first up with the 60, the winner at 54. So I've gone in the 8, 3, 2, 4 and 6.
3, 2, 4 and 6 there.
And I'm keen, Andrew, on Furion in the last. It was my bet of the day. He's a Camelot imported horse, never raced in England, but he's had the 5 runs in Australia for Darren Weir, 4 wins. The only defeat was behind the stablemate at Caulfield. I was at Geelong when he won, and he just looked well, stretched out well, and impressive winning there. So I think he's a group horse in the making. Race 9, number 15.
Righto for Darren and Jai McNeil. All right, good on you, Pete. Good luck tomorrow at Flemington.
Thanks, Andrew.